Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just 18 months after its opening, Oshai Children's Hospital in the Buffalo Niagara Medical Corridor is expanding. Joining us live this morning, Dr. Stephen Turkovich. He's the Chief Medical Officer and Vice President of Oshai Children's Hospital. Dr. Turkovich, good morning. And this sounds like it's about an operating room that you need to expand. Is that right?
Yeah, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. We are very excited. Through the support of the community and the foundation that's been supporting us, we're able to operationalize one of our ORs that we have not been using for patient use. And it's really because we've had some significant improvement in increase in our volumes. And we're recruiting a brand new cohort of GI physicians who are coming to us from around the country. And they're bringing some new techniques. And so having this new OR is going to allow us to really provide some great efficiency for them, but really great efficiency and throughput for our patients.
Yeah. So this opening so soon, was this kind of always the plan to expand in this way?
Yeah, we had six ORs in our ambulatory surgery center that we started off with, and two of them we had not used yet for patient use, and we knew that in the future we would need to use them. We're really fortunate that it's actually happened this quickly, both because people are believing in us and the support the community has been supporting us, and also because the foundation and the community has allowed us to raise the funds to do this.
I think people would be surprised to know how many operating rooms there are actually in Oshai Children's Hospital.
Yeah, we have a total of 16, and so we've got half of them are really for ambulatory or same-day surgery. The other half are for more complicated inpatient surgeries and our labor and delivery ORs for C-sections.
Okay, so quite a lot going on. When is this project expected to kind of kick off the ground and then be completed by?
So we recently submitted paperwork to the state for their approval, and we're hoping to have the green light by the summer and have the construction done by early fall.
Okay. You know, we had a tour of the hospital yesterday getting ready for the Radiothon, which is happening 2 weeks from today on May 9th. Is the hospital still a model for other children's hospitals? Because it sure looked like one yesterday to us.
Oh, absolutely. We have people coming in from around the country looking. And actually, I gave a tour to an individual from South Carolina who is involved in a new children's hospital build down there. And she was just blown away and asked a ton of questions about all the space and why we did what we did. She's really impressed with all the family spaces that we have here, making sure that we meet the needs of not only our patients but also their families.
You know, it is incredible. There was, I feel like, a couple tears shed when you guys left the old location. But I mean, looking at the new children's hospital yesterday, I can't imagine you guys would ever think about going back. You must be thinking, man, how did we do it before?
Well, you know, there are so many great memories at the old place, and there's so many great miracles and innovations that occurred there. But we all know as healthcare changes and as we evolve, it was time for a new home and a new day, and we're very, very happy to be here.
Yeah. You mentioned family spaces. I was stunned, I think Brian, too, to see places like the Winter Garden yesterday and the Solarium. I mean, you don't expect to see something like that in a hospital.
No, we really, right from the beginning of the planning, we wanted to make sure that we made this feel like any other wonderful place in Buffalo, not just a hospital, and bring the outside in as much as we could, bring a lot of natural light in, and make it a real calm, healing environment.
And just a couple weeks from today, you'll be able to hear some of the stories that have been made already in the new Children's Hospital. It's hard to believe for us, probably not for you, though, that, you know, already with this hospital that's been open, so many great stories to share of how it's changed lives.
Oh, it's just amazing to me. Every day I go and I meet patients and families that are truly an inspiration through the resilience and through the challenges that they've had to overcome. It's just an amazing place to be.
Dr. Turkovich, we couldn't be happier to have you this morning. That's Dr. Stephen Turkovich. He's a vice president, chief medical director at Oshai Children's Hospital. The Radiothon is coming up 2 weeks from today. And before that, you'll hear the story of Ava, 9-year-old Ava, who we met yesterday, and her mom, Anne. Talk about miracles. Can't wait to tell you that story.
I mean, it was incredible. I'm still kind of blown away by the conversation we had yesterday, and can't wait. So excited to be a part of the Radiothon this year, May 9th, right here on WBEN.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.